all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Super Bowl 59 is well underway, and the Chiefs and the Eagles fans are both predicting victory.
I think the Eagles are going to win. I'm going to go with the Chiefs by 13.
Some fans taking in the Super Bowl festivities predict that the Philadelphia Eagles will break the Kansas City Chiefs championship streak.
Bring Philadelphia by 10.
Eagles by 10.
The Eagles by 10.
While others say the Eagles will fall short and that the Chiefs will make history tonight.
Kansas City's going to win. I'll say a touchdown. It's a three-peat, so I'll give it to them.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Eagles are leading the Chiefs 17-0 in the second quarter. President Trump is attending the game. He spoke to reporters on Air Force One while en route to New Orleans, discussing several issues, including trade tariffs and cutting the federal workforce, and taking aim at the Department of Education.
Soon we're going into education. You'll find the same thing, but bigger. Soon we're going into the military, and you're going to find a lot of bad things happening there.
A federal judge in Massachusetts holds a hearing tomorrow on the buyouts offered to federal workers. CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford spoke about it on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think the judge is going to keep this pause in place. It's kind of putting it on hold, even though this is one of the weaker of all the lawsuits that's been filed against these many executive orders. The argument is that Trump just went about this the wrong way.
Some 65,000 federal workers have accepted buyouts. Unions representing the workers have said so many jobs cannot be cut without first getting congressional approval. The House of Representatives is struggling to come up with what the president has called one big, beautiful bill. It would create a new budget, implement new border policies, boost American fossil fuel production, and include the Trump tax cuts. On Fox News Sunday, House Speaker Mike Johnson addressed impatience in the Senate over coming up with such a bill.
Reminding them that we will get the job done, but it has to be the one big bill strategy. And the reason for that is because that gives us the highest probability of success of delivering on all these campaign promises.
Congress must pass a bill by mid-March or risk a government shutdown. Displaced Palestinians are returning to northern Gaza after Israel pulled troops back as a part of a fragile ceasefire deal.
Israel's military finished withdrawing from the Nitzarim security corridor that had cut Gaza in half. This meant displaced Palestinians could travel back north, crossing a war-ravaged landscape to reach what was left of their homes. An Israeli team arrived in Qatar for talks on the second phase of the ceasefire, but Israel may not agree to end the fighting while Hamas is still in charge.
That's Miriam Hirschlag reporting from Tel Aviv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. Mostly sunny with a high near 16 for Monday. Monday night, clearing out and cold with a low of 7 below and wind chills of 15 below. For Tuesday, sunshine and cold, a high near 8, wind chills 10 to 20 below.
Right now, 12 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is playing in your headphones. Tape 19 was an unintentional journey through some of the best female voices of the 90s. We got some you may have forgotten and some that may seem familiar to you. Coming up, we'll hang out with Luscious Jackson, Belly, Fiona Apple, and more. Kicking things off, we go to 1993, a band with Wisconsin ties. In fact, this song they recorded at the band's own studio, Smart Studios, right in Madtown, Madison, Wisconsin. Here's Garbage with Only Happy When It Rains on WFHR's Unlabeled.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Why?
I'm till it gets under your skin.
Belly with Feed the Tree. Before that, we had Luscious Jackson and Cat Power. On the Way, Tracy Bottom, Sean Colvin, and Fiona Apple. Now we stay in 93 with an underrated singer from the era. Here's the Juliana Hatfield 3 with My Sister on WFHR's Unlabeled.
I hate my sister, she's such a bitch.
Story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson. The Green Bay woman shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm starving, I'm bleeding to death, everything's mine. Yeah, I'm working, making money, I'm just starting to build a name. I can't feel it down the corner. I miss you. I love you.
the opening track on her 1996 concept album, A Few Small Repairs, Sean Colvin with Sunny Came Home. On the way, Concrete Blonde and The Sundays. Next, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of the 90s, with many songs to choose from, though this one fits best, I feel. Here's Fiona Apple with Shadowboxer on Unlabeled here at WFHR.
Once my lover, now my friend. What a cruel thing to pretend. What a cunning way to condescend. Once my lover, but now my friend. Oh, you creep up like the cloud, and you set my soul at ease. Then you let your love abound, and you bring me to my knees. Oh, it's evil, your grace enrapture me. But well, you know I'd be insane to ever let that dirty game recapture me. Make me a shadow boxer, baby. I wanna be you know.
please continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. The Philadelphia Eagles are leading the Kansas City Chiefs 24-0 at the half. Fans have been all in, buying all sorts of team merch. CBS's Carrie Corrado spoke to a boutique owner in Philadelphia.
She says the Super Bowl is definitely helping with business and is grateful for everyone supporting her small business.
Because after Christmas is usually slow for business, so this is like a win-win.
At least 13 people have been hurt in a fire and explosion at an industrial plant in Pennsylvania. Chuck Lawrence with the Sagertown Emergency Management Agency spoke about the incident at the Lord Corporation facility.
Several guys got some bumps and bruises. I can tell you it's really lucky that there weren't fatalities.
A new CBS News poll looks at President Trump's actions.
70% of Americans say President Trump is doing what he promised during the campaign. But 66% of Americans say he's not doing enough to lower prices.
CBS's Willie James Inman. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. Mostly sunny with a high near 16 for Monday. Monday night, clearing out and cold with a low of 7 below and wind chills of 15 below. For Tuesday, sunshine and cold, a high near 8, wind chills 10 to 20 below.
Right now, 3 degrees.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with the fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows the boat is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the mama or the dog just died. Everybody's hands are in their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody
and lyrics of Leonard Cohen, beautifully sung by the undercovered, underappreciated Jonette Napolitano and Concrete Blonde. Everybody knows. Hey, 19. We wrap up tape 19, going from cover to cover from the 92 album Blind with the warm, wonderful lead vocals of Harriet Wheeler covering the Rolling Stones classic and, between us, my favorite version. Here's the Sundays with Wild Horses. Be good to each other, and we'll meet here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Is easy. Story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Philadelphia Eagles are leading the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. The score, 24-0 at the start of the third. Security at the Super Bowl in New Orleans is extremely tight, but even more so with President Trump attending the game. CBS's Katie Weiss has details.
A SEER 1 rating for this event. It's the highest threat level rating that an event can receive from the federal government. And we know that that kind of a rating is also going to be assigned to Mardi Gras, which is a 2-month-long event here in New Orleans that will continue long after the Super Bowl is over.
SEER stands for Special Event Assessment Rating. The price of a Super Bowl ad, well, it's a lot, as per usual. CBS's Matt Piper has the numbers.
Advertisers are shelling out close to $8 million on average for a 30-second spot. That's $1 million more than last year. About 50